categorize.
I want the people of America to be able to work less for the government and more for themselves. I want them to have the rewards of their own industry. This is the chief meaning of freedom.
This is the sound of the first presidential film with sound recording. It features Calvin Coolidge, who was sworn into office on this date in 1923. Coolidge became the 30th president of the United States one day after President Warren G. Harding died of a heart attack. By the light of a kerosene lamp, his father, who was a notary public, administered the oath of office as Coolidge placed his hand on the family Bible. The former president was born in Plymouth, Vermont on July 4, 1872. He graduated from Amherst College with honors before practicing law in Northampton, Massachusetts. He slowly moved up the political ladder from councilman in Northampton to governor of Massachusetts. During the 1920 presidential election, Coolidge was elected vice president. Although Coolidge was known to be a skilled and effective public speaker, in private, he was a man of few words and was therefore commonly referred to as Silent Cal. After finishing Harding's term as president, Coolidge ran and won the election of 1924. One of the pieces of legislation Coolidge signed into law during his presidency was the Radio Act of 1927, which assigned regulation of radio to the newly created Federal Radio Commission. Coolidge used the radio frequently during his presidency. For example, Coolidge's inauguration was the first presidential inauguration broadcast on the radio. He was also the first president to address Congress on the radio and the first president to deliver a political speech on the radio. In the summer of 1927, Coolidge vacationed in the Black Hills of South Dakota, and it was during this trip that he announced he would not seek a second full term as president in 1928. In Arkansas on this day in 1955, approximately 350 segregationists gathered in Hoxie City Hall to protest the desegregation of Hoxie schools. While this was not the earliest instance of desegregation in the state, Hoxie's attempt was the first to be met with active resistance. The issue made its way through the courts and eventually landed in the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals. The U.S. Department of Justice, through the Office of the Attorney General, entered the case on the side of the Hoxie School Board. This was the first intervention by the Attorney General in support of any school district trying to comply with the Supreme Court decision in Brown v. Board of Education. On October 25, 1956, the court ruled in favor of Hoxie School.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay.
I Left My Heart in San Francisco is a popular song by Tony Bennett, who was born on this day in 1926. He first tried this song out on an audience in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Bennett is an American singer of popular music, standards, show tunes, and jazz, who has sold more than 50 million records worldwide. The performer has won 15 Grammy Awards and 2 Emmys. He has also been named an NEA Jazz Master, as well as a Kennedy Center honoree. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
My heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care. My love waits there in San Francisco. Above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco. Your golden sun.